Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
In Q4, you can have a business that's able to sell, you know, right from the start of 2025 and, you know, work out all the little things you need to work out before 2025 gets busy. And literally, most high-ticket dropshipping businesses, you see sales going up noticeably sort of from March onwards.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today, I kind of want to touch on what we talked about on the last one, it being Q4, and why, honestly, this is the best time for you to start a business. You should start when you're busy. I think it's easy to get caught up in all the stuff that happens. I know in America, we've got all the fall stuff everyone needs to go do in October, right? See the leaves, get the apples, pumpkin patches, all that stuff, Halloween. Before you know it, it's Thanksgiving. Before you know it, it's Christmas. And then before you know it, it's the new year, right? And all through that process, you're like, I'll start in January. That often happens with weight loss, but it happens with starting a business too. It's just, I'll get there. But that might be the best time for you to start a business for many different reasons. And I don't know. I wanted to record a little podcast on it, on a couple things that I see stand out on why I think you should start right now, actually.
I think it's a good time to start a business. I think it's a good time to start, you know, a high-ticket dropshipping business as well. I think it's, you know, a high-ticket dropshipping business, a lot of people think of e-commerce and they think, oh, you know, Q4 is the big time. You know, if you're not set up for a Q4 before Q4, then, you know, you're not going to get to take advantage and all of that sort of thing. And I think for a lot of the e-commerce space, Q4 is a really big deal. Many sales happen there compared to the rest of the year. But for high-ticket dropshipping, that's not actually really the case. You definitely can get a big bump in Q4, but high-ticket dropshipping businesses sell throughout the year and can make a lot of sales throughout the year. And so, you know, when you think about 2025, which is next year at the time we're recording this, I think it would be kind of cool to have a business set up so that you can take advantage of 2025, right? And so if you're like, well, I'm going to start in January or February or when I kind of feel like it's the right time or whatever, well, it's going to take you some time to get things up and running and get the ball rolling in 2025. And you'll probably find you get to the middle of 2025 and you wish you had something started a bit earlier in the year. Do you know what I mean? Whereas if you get the ball rolling now, you know, here in Q4, you can have a business that's able to sell, you know, right from the start of 2025 and, you know, work out all the little things you need to work out before 2025 gets busy. And literally, most high-ticket dropshipping businesses, you see sales going up noticeably sort of from March onwards. You know, in some niches, it's even earlier than that, but certainly March onwards. And then it's pretty good the whole year through, right through till the end of the year. And so it's going to take you, you know, a little bit of time to get things up and running and then a little bit more time to really work out how things work, you know, zone in your ads, start making some headway on SEO and things like that. And so literally the sooner you start, the more of next year you're going to be able to take advantage of.
If you're listening in and you'd like to take the first steps towards building your own high-ticket dropshipping business, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, where we've got a free training waiting for you that's going to walk you through the first steps you need to take to start your own high-ticket dropshipping business. And I'm going to walk you through an actual example of what one of these businesses looks like.
And I think there's a real opportunity to get more yeses in Q4. So at least this is my own experience. This might be subjective, but I've certainly seen it with some of our students too, is the manufacturers that you're hoping to work with, they're busy too. They have a lot going on. They have sales to worry about. They have Black Friday, Cyber Monday, things to worry about. And so sometimes you'll get a, hey, talk to us next year kind of thing. Other times you'll get a, which is the same answer as the next one, by the way, which is, okay, let's just get you signed up. Who cares? Like, I just need this off my plate and I don't want to think about it. And so I actually found getting manufacturers on board that might be tougher other times in the year when they have nothing going on and they have a whole lot of time to tell you no, is easier in Q4. And so even if they say, hey, let's push it till next year, we've got a lot going on, that's your opportunity to say, actually, why don't you just send the paperwork over? I'm not even going to get started on this probably for a little bit as well. I've got huge plans for this. I need to get my team started on this stuff. So I'd love to go into next year on the right foot. Let's get the paperwork signed. And, it's a very small ask of them to get started now and just let them know I'm not going to bother you throughout Q4 as I get my team working on all of this website stuff. So I've actually found that to be a nice boost. I don't know if you've seen that throughout some of our students or not, John, or maybe that is just my own experience.
And I think there's some psychological things at this time of year as well, like extra things on top of that. Like people, certainly in Australia, I don't know if this is the case in the US because obviously your seasons are different to ours and kind of the timeline of your year is a little bit different in a number of ways to ours. But like towards the end of the year, I just think people are happier. Right? Like you look forward to the end of the year. Like you say, you've got the fun stuff like the Thanksgivings and Christmas and whatever else you might happen to celebrate in your country if you're outside of the US and Australia. And, in some parts of the world, it's kind of like it's summer, and all that sort of thing. And so I think that puts people in just in a more positive frame in general. Whereas when you think about like March or something, like you've got over the Christmas New Year happiness and like you're like, oh fuck, we're at the start of another year and we've got to plow through this whole year. And you kind of get over that honeymoon sort of bump that you get early in the year. And also I think sometimes suppliers are more positive about online selling in Q4 because they're seeing a lot of sales come in. Right, people are, while I say it sells throughout the year, it does. But like a lot of manufacturers are going to be selling more towards the end of the year, and so they're going to be seeing the returns coming in from that and going, oh yeah, this online business thing, this is really cool, this is really great for us to be a part of this. And then when you come to them and you're like, hey, we'd like to sell your products, they're already feeling good about that. They might be feeling stressed about it as well because they've got to do all the fulfillment, but at the same time, that's a good kind of stress. Rather than the opposite stress of not being able to fulfill enough, of not having enough orders coming in to fulfill the products you have, which is the bad kind of stress a supplier has. I think there's that kind of goes in your favor at this time of year as well when it comes to those approvals.
I'm telling you, I think you nailed it. Like they're just in a better mood. And I think they're in a little bit of victory formation. Definitely in December is like killer for this, right? People are just like, they're done. Like they've checked out. They're in the holiday spirit. They're in it's the perfect time to do it. I actually like calling on Fridays too. That's kind of the time I like to call suppliers because they're in that same thing. They're just like, yeah, whatever. Okay, I'll send you the paperwork. And then Monday when you send it back, they're like, who are you again? They don't really care. And so man, it's such a good time to go. I would say the other reason, John, is like I really think starting when you are the busiest – tends to make everything else easier. So if you started, let's say it's February, the holidays have wound down, you've already kicked your gym habit because it's February, you're over the new year, new you, and you're just like, I'm kind of bored, I need something to do. You start, great, cool. And then spring comes around, your kids start playing summer sports, you've got a ton of stuff to do. There's always birthdays to go to in the summer, there's sports places to bring your kids if you have kids. Also, it's just summer, you want to be outside. And so that's when you're going to get busy, and then you're going to be like, I don't have any sales yet. I don't really give a shit. I'm just going to stop this, right? Like you're so early on, it's easy to quit at that point. Whereas if you started when you're busy, anytime it gets busy, it's never going to feel stressful to you. It's just going to feel like, oh, this is just what I do. And when it's easy, it's going to feel really easy, right? You're going to be able to sprint. You're going to be able to, have good quality time with your family, which is super, super important. So I think starting when you're busy and starting this time of year for the other reasons we spoke about kind of make Q4 a no-brainer for just getting started. You're going to come out into the new year into a much different place than you've ever been, and it's not going to be waiting till January 1st to start something new and likely abandon it.
Yep, absolutely. I agree. Starting things when you're feeling a bit under pressure, I think is often, often the best way to do it. I'd think if I got started at any time of year, this would be one of my favorite ones to get started, for sure. Like if I was starting again, if I had to start from scratch kind of thing, and I was like, well, when's the best time to start? It's probably I would pick if I got to pick, I'd probably pick Q4. Is like I'd prefer to start in Q4 rather than like Q1 or Q2 or something like that, for sure. Yeah.
I think it's a no-brainer. If you want to talk to someone on our team about getting started, dropshipbreakthrough.com/call. Book a call. See what it's like. See if this might be the right answer for you in Q4.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image, and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.